I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here live in Flowery Branch, Falcons training camp on a Tuesday morning. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, nice joint practice. We're missing all the good stuff.
I know.
Yeah, as soon as they started, the pop, the pass started popping.
Yeah, we're sitting over there watching them do all the position drills and all that kind of stuff, and then they blow the horn
at
like 10:40. And they line up for 11 on 11.
Yeah,
we get to watch, I don't know how many plays, maybe we get
like
to see
six.
Four or something like that, yeah. Six. Saw a touchdown, a nice pass for Michael Penix.
And that was legit. Washington. That was legit. The pocket, there was no pressure, no nothing.
That was a legit touchdown.
And, yeah, he looks good. I got a chance to watch 7-on-7, which I don't care too much for, but he was really sharp. Couldn't see the defense, but heard a lot of commotion. Saw they got a turnover, it looked like.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, the pads are popping, and obviously they're using this as their tune-up for their starters because Rock came out already. Said Michael's not playing. So we know that.
We know that.
We know since Michael's not playing, nobody's playing.
Probably. Yeah. It seems likely.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's
Did he say Kirk?
Well, he said, I think that was a we'll see.
Oh, okay.
You're not putting Kirk Cousins behind the backup line, though.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. No. You're trying to. But I had one question because I saw it this morning. And I know we got. But you remember yesterday we were talking about Stafford, right?
Yep.
Well, didn't go well.
No.
The next day didn't go well.
Yeah, I guess it was ever like the carryover from the treatment had him feeling good that practice.
Yes.
But then the next day, he's back to street clothes.
It wasn't that good. So,
man, that I don't know.
That's the thing. I was just meaning it because of Kirk.
Sure. I mean, you hate it, man. Like, he played so well last year, Stafford did, when he finally kind of got right mid-season and then through the end of it. And he's just been so, you know, so nagged by injuries because of those tough Detroit years.
Yep.
Those count double.
Yeah, they do, dog.
You know?
hard times.
Those are
baby.
Hard years
hard
in
times,
Detroit,
baby.
Man.
Hard
behind
times.
Some of those lines.
Hard times.
But, yeah, that's right. That's something to keep an eye on for sure. And who knows? I mean, other stuff will probably happen between now and the end of the month and the beginning of the season. But – today and tomorrow are the two big days. And look, man, you can tell. I know we've talked about this a lot as far as how crowded it is up here. Today, I'm driving down Hog Mountain around the backside of Flower Branch High School.
Right.
And I've never seen cars lined up on that road before.
Yeah, and where the overflow lot is.
So I was like, what am I going to do?
where that overflow lot is, I'm riding past that, and I'm like, do people at work in there? Hell no. That place is damn full of Falcon
fans.
Yeah,
right.
Man.
Nobody's at work. That's just for people to park.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's somebody working there. No, those are all Falcon fans that have come up here to get an opportunity to see their team before the season starts go good on good because they're not going to get an opportunity – weather, whatever, whatever. That's his philosophy, so you live with it and go about your business. But, yeah, you're getting to see a lot of, competition against another team. Now, the Titans aren't very good. They have some good players. Jeffrey Simmons is a beast.
Jeffrey Simmons is an absolute
monster. He's a beast.
Monster.
But outside of that, you know, offensively, they got dudes offensive. So I will be probably tomorrow we'll get an opportunity. They probably switch fields tomorrow. So we might get an opportunity to see the Falcons defense go against the young rookie. But
you know what they have that this might be a surprise to some people?
What's that?
They have the number one pick from the draft last year.
Yes.
Yeah, Cam Ward.
Yes.
He's right out there right now.
Yes, he is.
And I know, you know, I don't know. I guess he's not. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I suppose we don't talk that much about him either.
I think if Shador wasn't in this draft, I think you would hear a lot more. But
okay. You know, I guess that's easier to talk
it's
about.
Easier to talk
a little
about.
Bit more salacious.
Yes. And then there's the Titans.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, because you go back. I remember when they drafted Vince. It was a big deal because it was Vince Young, Texas, national championship. Marcus Mariota,
but nobody talked that much about that.
Yes, because it was all about Jameis more than anything.
So Jake Locker, nobody talked that much about that. Yeah,
so I just think it's more or less.
They would like to forget about that. Also.
Yeah, I think it's just more or less the team itself.
Okay, fair enough.
Than anything,
fair enough.
And we talked about him yesterday. The young man can play, man. I think when you look at him, he's a rookie by net, but he's been playing. He played a lot of ball.
He's played at a lot of different levels. He's succeeded everywhere, obviously. I mean, he started out at Incarnate Word, right?
I mean,
I didn't even know that was a school. And then all of a sudden he's transferring to Washington State, and it's like they got this guy who set all the records at this level. It's like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then he goes to Wazoo and played really well for a couple of years, especially the second year. And then with that extra year of eligibility because of COVID, he took his talents to South Beach.
Yep.
And
took it to another level.
Yeah, man. Became the number one pick at Miami.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I wonder where he was slotted before that.
Before he went to Miami?
Yeah. I'm curious to know where he was slotted at.
You know, I would guess just based on the way that they you know, they're so thorough these days.
Yeah.
He was known, and I bet if he would have come out after that, now that would have been a different class, right?
Right.
That would have been the Penix class.
Yes.
And that was a really good quarterback class. So where would he have been in that group? I don't know. Does he get picked before J.J. McCarthy? Does he get picked before Bo Nix? Who knows? But he made the right choice, went back, and ends up being the number one pick.
Yeah.
And now he's in Tennessee, where there's been a lot of top quarterback draft picks, like we just mentioned, throughout the last 20 years, and – you know, not really any of them have had great success.
Yeah,
Tannehill had that one great year. But.
Yeah, I just think, and you talk about the quarterback position. I just wrote this down because I was racking my brain about the youth of this quarterback movement. But the youth, as far as the same thing I said about Cam Ward, as a rookie, but going back to college, how much college ball did they play?
Right.
You know what I mean? We see it where Anthony Richardson is struggling.
Yep.
But then you see Bo Nix, who played all those years.
Yep.
You see Michael Penix played all those years. Cam Ward there. I'm thinking another one that played. Arch is probably going to be
that
guy.
Well, that's something exactly that we talked about with
Daniels,
Arch last
Jaden
week.
Jaden Daniels was a guy that played a whole lot of college football.
Well, there's just in this era of everything needing to happen instantaneously and everyone wanting to microwave their careers, there's a lot of data backing up, like the more games you play in college. And I think the magic number is right around 30.
Right.
Like if you're a starter in college for 30 games, your transition to the NFL has proven to just be a lot easier, a lot quicker.
Right.
The other thing about some of these guys, and I mean, you mentioned it, like Penix is 25.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like Bo Nix is 25 years old. I mean, they spent 5, sometimes 6 years in college because of that COVID year.
Right.
And so they come in maybe a bit more mature, like maybe a bit less eyes you know, wide open to the process. Now, again, you're still a rookie, and you're still going from that level to the highest level, and there's still going to be growing pains and all that. Then there's the flip side of it, too, of like, all right, they're not as young as they used to be.
Yes.
So you got to try to get more out of them quicker.
And that's the thing about it. They're not as young, but they're playing longer.
Yeah,
you know, and I think
that
could be something where you look at these guys are playing to the 37, 38, and you get that full 15-year career out of them.
Uh-huh.
If you're lucky, Michael Penix will be here for another 15 years.
Right.
And that's it.
Boy, that'd be something.
That'd be great. I mean, Matt Ryan played here forever.
Almost long, yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing that when you draft a quarterback that high, you expect him to get multiple contracts.
Yeah.
You expect to go back to him and his agent for multiple restructurings and kicking it down the can and all those different things. That's your plan when you draft a quarterback that high.
Yeah, I mean, if it works out,
yeah,
a high-drafted quarterback becomes your best asset because you're winning games.
Right.
but then you're also able to use his contract,
yes,
like the Chiefs do with Patrick,
yes,
Mahomes.
Yes.
You sign that huge number, but to long years, and then you can move it around every single, oh, we got to restructure like this so we can sign this guy. We got to do it like they did with Brady, and that's a different thing in New England altogether. But still, like, that was such a benefit for that franchise,
right,
to be able to have him at quarterback and then manipulate the contract to keep other guys around him as well. Yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves probably a little bit with Penix on,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Hopefully that happens someday.
Hopefully
we get there. We'll have to see him play at first. Yeah, all right. What'd you say, Gainesville?
Shout out to Gainesville.
Shout out to Gainesville. There we go.
Why y'all ain't in school?
Yeah.
Oh, field trip.
Field trip.
Okay. I'm over here snitching.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm over here snitching. Why y'all ain't in school? I'm over here
What's
snitching.
What's the coolest field trip you went on in school? It wasn't as cool as training camp.
We went to Capitol Hill.
Yeah. In Washington?
Yeah.
All right. That's not bad.
We went to never mind. Yeah.
It's not bad.
No. That was probably the best one.
I'm trying to think.
Like,
we used to go to the salmon hatchery every year.
That sounds cool.
It was fine.
I remember when I was a kid. Like,
salmon.
When I was young, my mom was stationed over at Fort Mac. We went to the zoo a lot. That's where I became a fan of Willie B.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm trying to think. I don't remember too many field trips.
They never took us to training camp.
Yeah, I know.
For sure.
I know.
Oh, man. Good for them. Shout out to Gainesville Middle School, I think is what he said it was. Anyway, hey, I forgot Tyler Lockett was on the Titans.
Yeah.
Just kind of looking at some of their depth charts.
Yeah, I was looking at it this morning, and like, because that was the thing I was trying to. I was like, who the hell? I know Jeffrey Simmons. Mm-hmm. I know they signed Arden Key.
Right. Yeah.
It's Harold Landry.
I saw him out there.
It's Harold Landry. Arden Key's a big dude. Like, I don't know who.
No.
I don't know any of their linebackers.
No Harold Landry.
I don't know any of their linebackers. Obviously, we know Reed from being here.
Sure.
But then you look around, like, their offensive line. I mean, they don't. I mean, they're gonna be on a struggle bus this year.
Yeah,
I think this is their last year. Their coach, too.
It seems likely,
yeah,
and it's only his second season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously last year with Levis, it didn't go great. Here's my thing, though. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. They were in a ton of games.
They were
in September and October. It's just better quarterback play. They could have won. I mean, Levis was just a walking disaster.
It was a disaster because he would play okay. He wasn't great. But he would play okay, and then he would just go off the damn cliff,
yeah,
with some of those throws that he would make. And it always seemed like they were driving to tie the game or driving to win, and he would just have a boneheaded-ass mistake.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, I mean, the Titans are what?
Oh, Johnny Hecker's their punter. I didn't realize that.
I think them and Indy probably – because I think, you know, Houston – damn, that's a bad division. It's like the damn NFC South. Yeah, I think Houston
– Indy.
Jacksonville. Indy.
Jacksonville.
Tennessee.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about like the NFC South.
Yeah, I guess, fair enough.
Yeah, it's about like the NFC.
Can't be acting too high and mighty.
Yeah, it's about like the damn.
About difficult divisions.
Yeah, it's not like the damn NFC South, man. But, I mean, their hopes and dreams, they got this kid who has a whole bunch of talent. We're talking about Cam Ward, so, I mean, they got the basis of what they need on offense, their quarterback. Now you just got to build out all that around it. But, I mean, when you look at where the young quarterbacks in this league are, I mean, C.J. Stroud messing up, and then Jaden Daniels,
yeah,
doubled down.
Yeah, I know.
Now the expectation is through the roof,
yep,
for all these damn rookie quarterbacks, yep, because C.J. Stroud did it. And Jaden, I don't know if C.J. took a step back. Not all on him. They just could not block to save his life.
Right.
You know, he was really comfortable his rookie year. Once he got to go, because remember that game here?
Yeah.
He struggled.
Yeah, he did. He struggled.
And he got better and
better. And kind of took off from there.
He got better and better.
Yeah, but you're right. And then Jaden did what he did last,
yes,
year, won the rookie of the year. He was in the MVP vote, and then he went to the NFC Championship,
yes,
game. So now you're like, all right, great. We got a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go, man.
So, you know, as
they did it.
As if there weren't expectations high enough on Penix. Now you've seen rookie quarterbacks do that the last couple of years, and so it feels reasonable to expect that kind of stuff from him as well. And look, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and predict the Falcons are going to be in the NFC Championship game, but there's expectations,
yeah,
obviously. And I was thinking about this yesterday, just how much is on his shoulders coming into this season because of the uniqueness of the situation with, you know, the fifth year of the general manager, so many veterans sprinkled around the roster, the fact that he takes over the quarterback situation that he takes over,
right,
and they got to win now.
Yes.
And I was like, what is – a lot of times a rookie quarterback or a young quarterback like that has a safety net or something like
that.
That's
supposed to be Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
But he's got
Bijan Robinson.
He got Bijan.
He's got Bijan Robinson.
Bijan's going to touch it a lot, man. I'm telling you right now, watching Watching Five do his work, man.
Yeah.
This dude is like he's a whole problem, man.
What is that little route that they run?
What up, babe?
They ran it on the first play of that 11-on-11. Drake right over the middle. He comes back to the ball.
Oh, just a regular square in.
Okay. Yeah, well, every
in.
Time they run that play, it's
15
completion. Yards.
It's completion.
Every single time.
Yep. Every single time when they run that dig combination where he's running the square in at like 12 to 15.
I was sitting there.
And he throws right there. Yeah. Michael throws in that first
right
window.
Right there. And he gets it low. Right there, and right Drake there. Oftentimes goes to the ground to get it. So he's touched down. But whatever. It's a first down before that happens. I was sitting there talking to Mike Johnson. I was like, every time I've seen them run that play, it's been completed.
Yes.
That's 800 yards of offense this year on that play.
Because those are
like, they're going to run it a lot.
Those go back to what we've been talking about since we got here up here. Those are those fine completions for him. He's a really good square end thrower of the football. We saw the deep ball already
to Casey Washington.
Yes.
Yeah,
and Casey's playing well.
Yep.
And he's getting opportunity because Moody's out.
Yep.
He's more of what you want as far as that X receiver, X or Z receiver, which Moody is, more X than anything. And watch out for that kid.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of fun to see them out there, 11-on-11 against the Titans. We'll try to sneak over there during the break here and peek through the fence,
yes.
See if we can see any of the action.
That's all we got.
We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. First hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, it's very.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Very, very competitive. I think when you have two teams that are willing to work, kind of eliminate the nonsense that sometimes goes on, and you just kind of really focus on what's done. you can get really, really productive work in a safe safer environment, and get that work. And, you know, I know they have Jeff Simmons and a lot of really good players
that
are going to make me better heading into the season. And just to see something different, you see our defense. They know our calls. We know their calls. So it's just like get a little something different in a good competitive environment is fun.
There you go. That's Chris Lindstrom talking about what these joint practices can be. They are joint practicing right now.
Yes.
Behind us on the other side of this building.
Yes.
And we got to see a little bit of the beginning of it. Did you get to see anything?
Yeah, I got caught the last part of that last team drill that they had. Drake London might lead the league in receptions.
Oh, I love it.
I'm just telling you. I mean, me and Shock were over there talking just a while ago. Before you got here, me and Shock were over there talking about it. It's like this dude, like he gets 1 in 3. It's like he gets 1 in 3 targets. So you add that up. That's
one in three. Okay. Yeah. So a third of the targets.
Yeah. And so you look at that from a standpoint where, say he gets 10 a game. That's at least seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
17 games?
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
That's not crazy to think that he'll get 10 a game.
What up, fellas?
Last year he had 160.
Yeah.
And, you know what the quarterback play was in the middle part of the year.
Yes.
Now, granted, he added a lot to that total the last 3 weeks when Penix threw him the ball 39 times.
Right.
Penix threw the ball 39 times in 3 games, which, though, still, like, 13 targets a game is a lot. It's not that much higher than what his average was if he was going to get 160 in the season.
No.
Jamar Chase led the league last year at 175. So, yeah, it's not look, man. If this offense is rolling and, like, that route we were just talking about in the last segment and some of this other stuff that they do with Drake London is working, this is something that I've always felt with great players. And maybe we just haven't had a ton of great players on offense here for a while. Feed them.
Yeah.
Throw them the ball.
Throw them the ball.
Like, there's no reason, like, all right, that was working. Let's get cute and try something else.
No.
Nah.
No.
Keep giving it to
them. Throw the ball. But no, sorry, I saw this thing this morning because you just mentioned Jamar Chase. You remember Jamar Chase won the Triple Crown this past year.
Yeah,
I remember when Steve Smith won it, and I saw that stat this morning. They were the 28th ranked passing offense, and he was a Triple Crown.
Oh my God!
So there was nobody else. He threw the ball to Steve and Gio.
Wow!
And that was it.
Yeah, was that a good team?
I don't know what year that was for them.
Because sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't.
But I'm just saying, a Triple Crown or a 28th rated passing offense?
Yeah. I mean, if he's the Triple Crown, Drake London, great.
Yeah.
But don't be the 28th ranked passing offense.
Exactly. But that goes back to with you're talking about in the last segment about the route that seemed like it's automatic. Those are the ones. And I was talking, like, Shock had a sit down with them and everything. And we were talking about trying to get the completion percentage up. And it's more or less, you know, taking those check downs. And you know, and I know, you know, Bo, as we get closer to the season, Bo will talk more about fantasy and things.
Yeah.
But that's one reason why people are talking about Bijan is first in fantasy because of the catches that he's probably get as far as Michael just taking those easy check down. We saw a play during team period. They had a wheel route. It was just money. Having mashed up on a damn linebacker. He just snuck out the backfield, ran right past him. Michael puts it there. That's six. You know, and so you're going to see a lot more of those things as far as getting Bijan just touches, getting the ball. It might be going for 6 yards, but it's a positive net play.
Well, the other thing about him, too, and we've talked about this throughout camp, is it might go for six.
Well,
it might go for 60.
Yeah.
You know, like he makes a guy miss or two. He's very good at doing that.
Because he got the Mizzou.
Yeah, man. I mean, he's as shifty as anybody in the league. And that's going to be the next step for him in this year is, I think his longest career touchdown is 38 yards.
Yes.
That's got to change this year, and it probably will. But his ability to take that little, all right, nothing's there, check down, and get you a first down out of it, or who knows, an explosive play out of it, is what makes him so special. So, yeah, man, very exciting. Exciting to see them out there joint practicing today. Khalid Kareem is going to join us after practice today. One of the fun stories of training camp thus far. You know, obviously not a household name, maybe, at this point.
He's fighting his ass off. Yes.
He was on the practice squad last year, so he's been in the building.
Yes.
They know him, certainly, to have him come back and be a part of the process in this training camp. He got on the field on Friday night and got a sack.
Yes.
And I was talking to Mike Johnson about it because, obviously, they're doing the post-game show. And post-game show came a little earlier than they anticipated on Friday night.
Right.
He was out there with the ones who the ones were on Friday night in the first quarter, and he was out there on the last drive defensively too at the end of the game. So, I mean, he's fighting his ass off to try to make this roster. And, you know, sometimes we talk to Drake London Sometimes we talk to guys that know they're going to make the team and be a big part of it.
Right.
Camp's also about those guys that are fighting for the back end of the roster, too.
No doubt about it, man. It's all about, you know, you look at the process of, okay, they went out and got drafted two guys in my position.
Yeah.
You know, and that just puts me down further. But, I mean, and think about it, he's not a young player relative to his fifth year in the league. So he knows about the grind. He knows what the hustle and bustle about trying to make a football team. And so, yeah, he has, you know, all the insight of what it's like, man, because he is in the room with these dudes. And he has been here for – this is his second year with Rob, but he's come from other organizations like Chicago and Cincinnati, I think that's what it was. And so he knows about what other organizations are like. And so, yeah, so obviously we'll get a chance to talk to him in a little bit.
I would guess probably closer to noon, maybe even afternoon, just because the joint practice goes a little bit longer than what the normal practice time has been. We'll get back into some college football conversation in about 10 minutes. I've got a list of what they're calling interesting coaches in 2025. Neither the coach of your favorite team nor the coach of my favorite team are on it.
I think that's good.
Well, it's good for you. The reason your coach isn't on it is good. I don't think the reason my coach isn't on it is good. So we'll get into some of those coming up in about 10 minutes. The Braves are back at it tonight. They start a series against the Mets, who are absolutely free-falling, which is a treat.
Yes.
Keep adding to that. Spencer Strider's on the mound, who've kind of always given – the Mets have always kind of given him trouble.
Foul ball after foul ball.
Keep their tailspin going. Because, again, that's kind of what it's going to be these final 2 months of the season, is playing spoiler. You got to hang on. We got to pose for a selfie real quick. There we go.
Yeah.
that's the fun thing about having the fans back out
here.
Yeah,
man.
Everybody walks by. I got a guy came up to me and said, "What's up?" at the gas station this morning. I think Christopher.
Okay.
Because his name was Christopher.
Okay.
And he said, "Hey, did Randy really take off his draws during the show yesterday?"
No, not during.
And I said, "No.
No, not during. No, not during.
During a commercial break.
The commercial break. But I'm A1 ready today, man.
Good.
Got my outdoor draws on. So yeah, I'm good to go. And then, you know, so we were all ready today, and it's been a little hot. It's a little more humid today.
Yeah, that's why I had to go. I know that I'm usually not a polo shirt guy unless we're at a golf course.
I thought you had something to do afterwards.
No,
when I saw you, I was like, Andy must got something to do afterwards.
I can't be caught in t-shirts in this kind of humidity.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're gonna see all of the.
Yeah. You don't wear no damn undershirt. You just put shirt on skin.
Yeah, I bareback it. Yeah, raw dog it.
Yeah, shirt on skin.
Yeah, I'm a raw dog. Raw dog lifestyle. You know me.
If you didn't know, now we know.
Okay. Let's hear Mike Bobo.
Boo, did I just see? Yes, okay. He does have on a.
That is a Taylor Heinicke.
That's a Taylor Heinicke jersey.
So
he has
definitely
on.
Like went to high school.
Too.
Right? Because he's from here.
He's from Georgia.
He's from, yeah.
But he has on a Taylor Heinicke jersey.
That's amazing.
Never ever seen it.
I've never seen that either.
So he got to know
him. It is always fun to see the jerseys that people have on. Yeah. And, like, I would say, like, right now the most popular ones are – Bijan's very popular.
Yes.
You still see a ton of Mike Vicks.
Yes.
You see some Penix.
Yeah.
You see the Penix every now
Kirk,
and then.
Some Kyle Pitts.
Oh, there is a Kirk over
yeah,
there. That's
Kirk,
right.
Kyle Pitts.
You got the Pitts. The Pitts gradient jersey. I don't think they do those anymore.
No.
I think they
banned Taylor Heinicke. You got no damn Taylor Heinicke jersey.
That is
something.
You're going to be one of one.
Yeah, dog. Oh, no. Is it Taylor? Because you remember how people got mad at him because I said his name wrong.
I like that he played here for multiple years and you never learned. Which is kind of, you know. Had he started more games and played better, you probably would have.
Probably.
I think it's Taylor.
Okay.
But it might be Tyler.
That's all right.
But I think it's Taylor.
He ain't here no more.
Is it Khalid or Khalid?
I think it's Khalid.
Khalid?
Yeah, Khalid Kareem.
Khalid Kareem.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to let you introduce him.
Or you could say – you can get away with cool stuff, too. Like, you could just give him a –
Double K.
Double K. Oh, what's up, Double K? Or what's his number? 92. What's up, 92?
Yeah.
Get away with that. You football guys have ways around saying people's names.
Yeah, I could call T. Hine.
There you go.
Yeah,
T-Hine. T-Hine.
T-Hine.
That's T-Hine. Not a good one. T-Hiney.
Yeah, T. Heidi.
Nah, that's not good.
Oh, he is. You know how everybody's football name, you put an Heine on the end of it or an E-C.
Yeah.
So he's been called Heine.
T. Heine.
Yeah, he's been called T. Heine. There's no doubt in my mind.
I've seen Penix. People are calling him MPX.
Okay, can I
also MPJ.
Can I say this now?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know it's going to whatever. I hate that crap.
MPX?
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate it. I hate JPJ for James Pierce Jr.
Oh, okay.
I But I absolutely hate MPJ.
MPJ is
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I know. But then some people are saying MPX too.
I hate it.
You hate both of them?
Yes. Call him Michael. Call him Michael.
It's the longest possible thing you could.
God, I don't know why that drives me crazy.
Well, MPX looks like an airport.
But it does.
That's why
it does.
I don't like
it
that
does.
One that much.
But that MPJ, it drives me crazy.
It's like Minneapolis airport.
I understand when you report, you're typing fast. Yeah. I understand. Uh-huh. I do. So, Joe Patrick, I'm not holding this against you. I just don't like it.
JPJ.
Yeah. His name's Michael. All right. Name's Michael.
Just be careful with Penix.
I was standing beside one of
them. That autocorrect.
Hey. Yes,
you got to write Penix a lot of times before it learns it.
I was standing beside one of them blogger dudes that types all the stats, and so man, he said, "Hey, was that an incompletion?" I was like, "Yeah." Who's the two?
I don't know.
Shut up. Good job. He's you should have seen him up there typing. I said, "You do a play for play, dog."
Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, you didn't.
Got to keep my listeners informed.
Oh. Describe him. What did he look like?
White guy, polo.
Oh, was it me?
No,
it's
not
you. All right, we'll come back. We'll
got to keep my listeners informed.
We will. It might have been me.
Sit your ass down.
We've got some Mike Bobo audio coming up next. We also have a list of the 25 most interesting college football coaches in 2025. We're not going to talk about all of them.
No.
We'll talk about the ones of the interesting list coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday morning, almost afternoon. We'll get to an NFL no huddle coming up in about 20 minutes. As we always do at noon, get you caught up on everything that's going on around the National Football League today. Also, Khalid Kareem is going to stop by at some point when joint practice is over as well. So maybe that's at noon. Maybe it's at 12:05. Maybe it's at 12:20. We're not sure. Today's schedule is just a little bit different with joint practice going on with the Titans. But we will we'll get to all of that in the noon hour.
Dude, I saw the funniest damn reel this morning, Andy. And it said, I'm trying to remember. It said the top five non-union jobs that if you go mess around, you get your ass whipped.
All right.
And, dude, I'll be –
Non-union?
Non-union. Okay. All right. And so I can only remember the four. I said, one, a Bronx Chinese spot.
Okay.
You go up for that tripping in the Bronx Chinese spot, you know they got them swords and everything.
Uh-huh, sure.
And you're talking about, so you want extra soy sauce, and then you – hey, and they talking about you tripping. Don't get cut up in there.
Yeah. It could happen.
Number three was Amazon warehouse worker.
Okay. my brother was one of those.
Yeah, Amazon.
They got nothing to lose.
Yeah. They got nothing to lose. They're packing boxes up.
Yeah.
Go around there with them and get your ass whipped. Number two, Popeyes.
Yes.
I see plenty of folks go up in Popeyes and get their ass thumped over a damn two-piece.
You remember when we did we did Popeyes for my dad's birthday a couple months ago?
Yes.
And my wife was like, I ordered ahead and I got here and it wasn't ready. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's kind of part of it.
Yeah, that's kind of part of it.
And I was just like, just be patient.
Yes.
Just don't.
Pack. But it's think about it. You got to pack your patient. And don't get out of patient because that Popeyes worker will kick your ass.
And another one will film it.
Yes.
And the last thing, last thing anybody needs is their wife getting beat up at a Popeyes on YouTube.
Yes. Nobody's and the number one.
That's all that guy heard.
Yeah, the number one non-union. You go there and act around and get your ass whipped. Waffle House.
That's
why I was like, you go to Waffle House at 2 in the morning with your drunk ass and think you're going to talk to Shirley back there cooking. Because most of them, they get their second chance.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? They're getting out of rehab. They're getting out the joint.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And y'all want to go to 2 o'clock in the morning at the club tripping over some waffles.
So let me ask you this.
And you get your ass hit in the head with a plate.
Because we get this question all the time on the AMA. It's like, if there was a Royal Rumble of 92.9, who would win? If there was a fight between – the best of Waffle House and the best of Popeyes.
Ooh, man. I'm going to go with Waffle House, dog.
Yeah?
I'm going to go with Waffle House. Because the way if you see them fights and how them plates come at you like Frisbees.
Oh, do they get to use some of the some of the stuff from the restaurant in the fight?
Okay. Like, because the thing about Popeyes, everything is nailed down. Them chairs come out. Them chairs at that little table, at that little table over there. Yeah, them things come out, boy.
Okay. Waffle House is the one.
Yeah, I think Waffle House will take it. But, I was like, y'all go around putting them, messing around with them. Bitch, early at 2 a.m. Ain't got no time dealing with your pretty ass and your heels talking about her waffle burnt. All right. Go on over there and play with it. Because there's always a pretty girl getting the hell beat out of her.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, a dude come over there with them Allen Iverson sleeves. Them Allen Iverson Waffle House sleeves.
Why do the guys wear those?
I don't know.
Are they going to pick up afterwards?
I don't know, man.
They got a game after?
Yeah.
Oh, the cover up the tech. Okay.
I
didn't realize that.
Come in there with them damn Allen Iverson.
I just thought it was like
you could
serve the hash browns more swiftly.
What up, man? Yeah. get your ass thumped, man.
Oh, man. And the great thing is they say Waffle House on
them. Yes.
Like their company or like issue.
And they're so nice. Like Samson has one.
He has Waffle House one?
Yeah, he has one more time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
You can go up there and mess with it if you want to.
That's so
funny. Your pretty ass whip.
That never registered. I've seen the Waffle House cook with the sleeve on so many times that I never thought twice about it. I was just like, hey, probably got a basketball game after this. You could probably go shoot some hoops later.
Oh.
All right. Shout out to Brooks. He stopped by and said hello. Says he listens to the show with his dad every day. Shout out to Armand. He was walking up the hill over there. That's a pretty fancy name.
Armand. Yeah, man.
You know, you do something. You do something like you're like a lawyer with that name or something. I don't know what you are, but it sounds pretty good. All right, we'll get to an NFL No Huddle coming up in 15 minutes. Let's talk a little college football here. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Here's a fun name. Kurt Warner's son, EJ, won the quarterback competition at Fresno State. He's going to be the starter.
Now, that's the kid. I'm assuming that's the one that went to Boston College because, oh, my God, what was the young man that left? He might have been at Temple.
Okay.
Rice.
He was at Rice and Temple.
Okay. Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, he's been a lot of places.
Because he beat out DeJuan Matthews. You remember DeJuan Matthews?
Oh, from Georgia.
From Georgia, because I think he went to Temple.
Yeah, that's
he
right.
Did. I think he beat him out.
Okay, so yeah, he was at Temple 22-23. He was at Rice last year, okay. Which a lot of quarterbacks, like, because didn't JT Daniels went to Rice for a year?
Yeah, he did.
A lot of guys go there for a year.
Yeah.
And then now he's at Fresno State. So anyway, just kind of a blast from the past. Kurt Warner's son is going to be starting there at Fresno. And then we found out Ty Simpson was named starter at Alabama.
No surprise.
No surprise. Nah, he's the veteran.
No surprise. I know everybody loves the young kid up there, like rightfully so. Everybody always loves the young kid. Mm-hmm. But Ty, I guess, you know, fits more what Caleb wants to do.
Yeah, I think probably. I really thought that, and it seemed like they had unlocked it. I really thought Milroe was going to fit what Kalen wanted to do last year, too. And in that Georgia game, it looked like he did.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of never got back to that level and was inconsistent and all that. Kalen DeBoer is one of the names on this list, by the way.
Okay.
25 most interesting coaching situations, coaches in college football in 2025. I think, where did Kalen come in? He was in the top 10 as I'm sort of scrolling down here. They had him at 10. And I agree. I mean, you know, relative unknown, I would say, in this part of the country. Obviously, he's had success in a lot of different places. And then 9-4 in a first year most places is like, all right, pretty good.
Not at Alabama.
No. And they're bringing back and have brought in a ton of talent.
They got a their defense.
They might have the best defense in the country.
Yeah, man.
They might have the best offensive line in the country.
Their trenches are stacked.
Yeah.
They are stacked. Now we got a chance to talk to the left tackle at SEC Media Day.
Caden Proctor, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, he leads that group and he's a bad somebody. He's going to be
That's the first round draft pick.
He's going to be hugging Commissioner Goodell early next year in the draft.
He might play for these guys.
Probably
the Titans, that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't want to play for the Falcons.
No. You don't want to be drafted high enough to get Caden Proctor.
We need either he has some dirty pee or something. All right.
They
dropped to the second round.
We don't need
no damn Falcons draft to him.
If you had to say the coach that you thought was the number one most interesting situation in college
football.
Yeah. However you want to define it.
You know how I'm going to define this is James Franklin. And the reason I'm going to say this is because why.
I love it.
And I'm not bullish on Penn State as I am with Clemson, because I'm bullish on Clemson. I'm always up for some reason. And I thought about it this way. People keep saying this is the best team that James Franklin's ever had. Mm-hmm. So that means it's automatically, like, you know what I'm saying? That just gears towards success because it's the best team he's ever had. He's had some great damn teams. And great players, all-time great players. But you're telling me because this is the best team he's had at Penn State personnel-wise, that puts them at another level. That's my only thing.
No, I agree.
That's my only thing with Penn State.
I think they're a team that is stacked, right? And they bring back a ton from last year, and they had success last year, and all the, you know, all the things that a lot of teams in college football don't have
right
now in this era where they bring back so much known. And they did win two playoff games.
They did. I'm not taking nothing away from them.
Of course not. No. But neither one of them go in that record that he has of one and whatever it is against top five.
Like, you don't beat teams that you're supposed to.
Neither one of those teams they played were in the top five when they beat them. And if this year is going to be one of those years, then he's going to have to do that. Like, this to me feels like, I don't know, there's been coaches. It's not exactly where Ryan Day was last year. Because James Franklin's not going to get fired if they don't win the national championship.
No.
Ryan Day probably would have gotten fired last year if they wouldn't have won the national championship. But it feels like the opportunity to be like, all right, like, are you better than what the narrative has been about you? Or are you exactly what the narrative has been about you? And if they don't win it, and if they come up short, don't make the Final Four, whatever, then I think James Franklin is just a really, really good coach.
Yes.
And probably not one of those best coaches in college football.
Yeah.
But that's a huge – he is trying to do the hardest thing in college football.
Yes.
He's done the second hardest thing.
Yes.
Which is become one of the best programs.
Because they are.
Now he's got to be one of the great programs.
Yes, yes.
And that's getting from there to there is the hardest
thing. But that's my thing with it is what is, you know, as far as that expectation – for them, because now you're having a situation where Penn State fans are reading this is the best team ever that he's had. Mm-hmm. So, and like you said, they had the success last year in the playoffs. No matter who they played, they did win those games.
And it was with these guys.
Yeah, and so now you're bringing – I mean, they got Abdul – the way Abdul is looking in preseason, this dude is that guy.
Yeah.
But they got other that guys. And then they got this quarterback. You know, they lost Warren, one of the best tight ends. We talked about him in the preseason. Like, he looked really good. But they got dudes. But Penn State's always had dudes. Now, they went and got a hell of a coach's dad. They went and got took Knowles. Like, hey, you coming to be the DC here. But can they get over that hump? Because, again, they had success in the playoffs. They beat SMU, mm-hmm. and then
Boise.
They beat Boise. Now, those weren't listed as two guys or two teams that were favored to compete for a national championship. They were in the playoffs because it was 12 teams. Mm-hmm. And so, going back to that, can they get over the hump? I won't believe it until they beat somebody they're supposed to beat. Yeah. Was it equally matched or better?
It's the same thing with Sark and Texas, and he's top three on the list as well. It feels the same to me. It's like this year we find out if James Franklin, Steve Sarkisian,
because they both got loaded teams,
can do what Ryan Day did last year, where it's I can do it. I can win a national championship. The ingredients all have to add up.
Yes,
I'm going to try to fall on my face on the way losing to Michigan, but I can do it, and he did do it, and he obviously buys himself a lot of favor with that fan base. Again, Sark's not going to get fired if they don't win the national championship. But if they don't win the national championship, which is such an incredibly high bar, like it's insane to be like, if this team doesn't win a national championship, then it's a disappointment.
Right.
But it is. It is for some of these ones. Like, that's the only thing left to do there.
Yeah.
It's the only thing left to do at Penn State. And they're up there.
I'm saying,
they have Deion at number two, and they have
Deion's always going to be there.
Belichick at number one.
Yeah, I could argue with Bill Belichick because we never seen him do it. Now, he's one of the best football minds ever. Let's just call it what it is. And they brought in a whole bunch of transfers and all those different things like that, and he's trying to run it – not trying to. He's running it like an NFL-type style organization thing. And he says that in any pitch he says about North Carolina. Come here, we'll get you ready for the NFL.
Yeah.
All right. Take the minimal amount of credits you can. We just need you to play football and focus on football. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at Bill, that we know him and all the success he's had with the Patriots and all that other stuff like that. Can he get these guys to buy in and stay in?
Yeah, and that's part of it for sure. I mean, it's year one, it's him, it's all that. There's also, like, people want it to not work.
Yes.
Like, there's people that are hoping that it'll fall flat on his face.
Like, Penn State has, real quick, they got two games equal to or better. They got Oregon at Penn State, and then they have Ohio State. They play Ohio State.
Okay.
I'm looking around again. Rutgers, Nebraska, Michigan State, Indiana.
Yeah, they should be able to beat everyone on their schedule, and then Oregon and Ohio State will be really hard games.
Yeah.
So, and you can lose both of them and still go to the playoffs.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Which, again, don't do that, though. Like, don't do that. Mike Norvell at Florida State is interesting. They got to win.
Yeah.
Like that's different than those other ones we talked about.
Yeah.
Again, his buyout's really high, and so getting rid of him is hard. And all
mean,
that.
Yeah, they had to. I mean,
he's
where's his? He's at like what, 30?
I don't know.
Maybe more than
so,
that.
So
they gave him, they re-upped him, and that was the thing about that. Because I think when he a part of that cluster where that you thought everybody was leaving to go to Alabama.
Well, yeah.
So he got
He
was never going to get to
but
Alabama.
But he played it perfectly.
But he damn sure did. Him and his agent played it perfectly, got him a new extension and a higher buyout. But, yeah, Florida State, they got talent. I know they brought in the fun quarterback out of Boston College, and we know he's yippity-yap-yapping.
Yeah, I love it.
And everything. Like,
I love that little guy.
But, I mean.
He was up at Boston College running all over the place. He's from some town in Georgia.
Oh, is he?
As everybody is.
Oh, okay.
You know, one in three college football players is from Georgia somewhere.
Did not even know that.
Yeah,
no dog.
He's from somewhere. And he's pretty good. I don't know. I'm interested to see what it
looks
like.
That's going to be interesting.
I like that he talked trash about Alabama, and that's their first game.
Yeah.
Now. It might not go great.
It's not going to go great. Is that one of the kickoff classic games?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Sounds like it might be one of the Orlando games or something
I'm
like
not
that.
Sure.
Yeah, I can see them getting foots put all up in it, but it's first game. It's early in the year, so anything can happen. You're feeling like they don't have preseason in college. They have a bunch of these right here against the same guys, practices and scrimmages and all that and everything like that. But no, I mean, Mike Norvell, if not now, I don't really say when.
It's not really that for me with him. Like, it's if it's not now, when for Sark and James Franklin.
But then you would think, especially Sark being at
with
Texas.
With Mike Norvell, it's like, just try to make us feel like we didn't make a huge mistake.
Yeah, but the thing with Texas is that they got the resources that they'll always have they'll always be in position. They'll always be in the position to win it.
Right.
You know, and now.
But they feel better positioned. They've never been a number one AP poll team.
But they're going to restock because they got the bread. But then I go back to everything I always say about the bread. When are these damn boosts going to stop or get tired of giving it?
Well, if you're the number one team in the AP poll and the coaches poll, and then you lose three games, maybe don't want to give you money.
They might not want to give him money.
Yeah, right.
They want to give Texas. Oh, yeah. We got to get him out of here.
Yeah.
And you know that buyout ain't nothing.
Some of these buyouts. You know whose buyout is crazy? Is Stoops at Kentucky.
Where?
It's like a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. And they've had a tough couple years, yep, man. And they play Toledo week one, who's supposed to be pretty good. Like, don't lose to Toledo week one when people are already looking at you funny.
Yeah, Toledo will – that'd be a bad
– be a bad loss.
That'd be a bad loss.
But his buyout is big. Somebody has, like, an $80 million one. I was reading, like, some of the highest buyouts right now in college football. You stuck with him.
Why the hell do I ain't that better than a damn Division I SEC coach that get fired?
It's the best job in sports.
Best job in sports.
Is a fired Power Four conference.
Ain't nobody
coach
living his best life more than Ed Orgeron.
Yeah. I feel like Jimbo's probably doing pretty good.
I think Jimbo wants to coach again. Ed don't want to coach.
No, yeah, it's true. Ed's just happy on the beach. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us here on a Tuesday live at Flowery Branch. Falcons joint practice with the Titans about to wrap up. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.